From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Welcome back to TGO Radio, recording at the TGO Media World Headquarters in Studio H. I am Brian, that's Jeff. Producing is Doug Reacharound.
Yep.
If you happen to listen to last week's show, you'll notice we didn't do any news.
A little bit, but not a lot.
not what it could have been. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So we kind of held it over. Wink. This week, this is the news that we didn't cover. The news we didn't cover last week, so we will get to that right now.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Police say a woman on a motorized scooter was spotted going down one portion of busy I-4. Mm. Thankfully, she was not hurt, but the situation could have been much worse.
News 6's Jerry Askin is live in downtown Orlando.
I beg to differ. It's a shame she didn't get hurt.
This audio courtesy of WKD.
Dude, I've been on that stretch of fucking highway, believe it or not.
I hear Orlando is just a fucking...
It's
just
awful.
Too many people.
It's awful.
Where the woman was spotted. And Jerry, you spoke with a woman who actually recorded this incredible...
She's spotted. What is she, a cheetah?
I was going to go there, but I couldn't get to it.
It's Bad Joke Thursday on TGO Radio.
Hey, that fucking Royal Crown has been sitting there all week, and it's pretty fucking good still.
Yeah.
And that woman told me she was working nearby when she saw the woman on I-4, something she said surely was a first for her. This coming as OPD is releasing few details.
You down with OPD?
Well, yeah, you know me.
Oh, yeah.
And stop calling me Shirley. Zucker, Abram, and Zucker are finally writing a book about the making of Airplane.
Oh.
It comes out in October.
Right on.
Yep, finally.
And all these people are huddling on the balcony, and I'm like, what's going on, guys? They're like, you got to come over here. I'm like, why? And they're like, look. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Jessica.
Say like one more time, cunt. I dare you. I fucking double dare you, motherfucker. Say like one more time.
Do they speak English in like?
No, they don't. Like, no. Like, wow, they don't.
Working as a bartender at a Solar Bears game Sunday evening at the Amway Center when she saw this. A woman.
Solar
what the
Bears?
Fuck is the Solar Bears?
What the fuck?
Do I have to look up
Come on,
what the
Orlando.
Solar Bears are?
What are you doing?
Are a professional ice hockey team that plays their home games at the Amway Center in Orlando. The Orlando Solar Bears.
As opposed to the Detroit Cocaine Bears.
Did you have you seen Cocaine Bear?
No.
Buddy?
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
I want to throw fucking juice on it because it's art. I'm telling you, my brother, his wife and I went last Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Buddy. First of all, it's 95 minutes, so you're in and out.
Good.
They're not fiddle fucking around in this movie, okay?
Well.
So like in the last half hour, they kind of get serious and tie everything together. So, you know, you can answer all the, but I'm telling you, that first hour is pure
is it bananas?
Fucking madness. It is. I cannot wait to own this movie. It is fucking bananas. God, did I love Cocaine Bear. I did. I fucking loved it. Oh. Play. Oh, God, what is happening? Good thing I got this new fucking laptop in here. For what? For who? For what?
I said, like, you got to come over here. Come over here. I'm like, why? And they're like, look. And I'm looking at the house. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Jessica Lopez told me she was working as a bartender at a Solar Bears game Sunday evening at the end.
So clearly an impeccable witness.
Right. That expert Emily eyewitness sent- testimony there.
I know a girl who's, you know, in her 40s now and is trying to get back on the dating apps.
Yeah.
And she is lamenting the fact that no one can have a, no guy she's talking to can have a conversation.
Yeah.
You can't talk to an adult because it's all, you know, we've been, we're now in the second decade of everything being LOL and smiley face.
Right.
And you, you know, it's hieroglyphics it's, and no yep. one can have a conversation anymore.
Yep.
And she's lamenting the fact, and I said, well, darling, you have to remember that, you know, most of the good people that, you know, are, you know, marriageable, relationshipable, are already married. And you get a good one that comes around every now and then, you know, from divorce or whatever. But, like, they're gone.
They're gone.
Like, it's, so what you have now are the fucking, you know.
Dregs.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of, that's where you're at.
Yep.
And it's regrettable for a fact, but hearing this woman speak reminded me that, you know.
Yeah, that wonderful, eloquent
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah. I'm assuming she's not a sparkling conversationalist.
No, but she makes a hell of a highball.
Yeah, well, I got some highballs for 20 years ago.
Yeah,
no. It's coming as old.
Not now, but, I mean, you know.
Hey, just got those sunken fucking cotton balls.
Probably the funniest joke I've told in the last, you know, 5 years was on this show where I said I wanted to put my balls in her mouth, but I have to get a stepladder first. I mean, that is the truest thing I've probably ever fucking said.
And all these people are huddling on the balcony, and I'm like, what's going on, guys? They're like, you got to come over here. Come over here. I'm like, why? And they're like, look. And I'm looking at the house. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Jessica Lopez told me she was working as a bartender at a Solar Bears game Sunday evening at the Amway Center when she saw this. A woman riding a motorized wheelchair on I-4 West between Colonial Drive and the 408 exits, all as at least two Orlando police cars followed behind. But where was she heading and how she got onto I-4 remains a mystery.
Where was she heading?
Do we find out in the end where she was heading?
Well, I think it was a. I think Fastball's going to write a song about her. Oh, I'm sorry.
And when the chair broke down, they started walking.
I'm sorry that if you're not 50, you know, I mean, I just. When did that song come out? You know, like.
Oh, God, I don't know. Fucking 90s?
Awfully sorry if, you know, you happen to be a respectable age in fucking 2023 and don't know The Way by Fastball. Really sorry about that.
Director of Public Relations. Aura
299. Is available only at the
SUS. There's no other.
Have you ever noticed this, though? Listen to the music in the background. Very mono, very tinny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kicks in. Yeah.
The sun came up that day. An exit to eternal summer slacking. But where were they going without ever knowing the way?
What a song.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is, man.
1998. Oh, my fucking...
Okay, later, a little later than I thought.
Damn it.
But I want to say that...
The song turns 15 this year.
I gotta look at this because I think that this song was inspired by, like, a newspaper article of some...
A couple
Demented couple. Yeah, that... Yeah. Okay, so I'm not...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great fucking song, dude. It really is. And all the other hits that Fastball had? I'll wait.
Nope.
I couldn't tell you another fucking song.
Heard that the family of the actual couple this song is about is grateful for this song.
No kidding.
I've heard. It might be on the Wikipedia page you have.
Oh, wow.
Discovered 2 weeks later dead at the bottom of a ravine near Hot Springs, Arkansas, hundreds of miles off their intended route. Authorities who investigated the accident believed that Layla,
yeah.
I can't see from this angle.
Who was
driving
Layla.
The car, was trying to locate a place where she
once vacationed. Yeah.
Jesus. She had Alzheimer's and he had brain surgery.
Brain surgery.
Why the fuck were they being left alone? Jeff, why don't we cover this song?
Who's singing? I think I could do it.
That's tough.
Boy, that would be a good one. God damn.
I had a song come on the other day in the car, and I went, oh, I want to cover this badly. It was,
Love this at the end.
Shit, what song did I hear the other day?
I'll take a guess. Cover Me by Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Well, I mean, it's kind of right there in the title.
Anywho, where was she going without even knowing the way?
never see anything like that on I-4.
And what you think to yourself when you saw that?
I was like, well, thank God the police are behind her and she's not in harm.
Why weren't they fucking stopping her then?
Exactly.
Einstein?
Orlando police only adding that she was an elderly woman and that no arrests were made. They also told us, luckily, no one was hurt. Your reaction when you see this video?
Like, that's just, like, not safe, first off.
Vance Beasley.
How was that?
No shit. No kidding.
Well, no shit. I'm way overdue to watch that movie.
I think Lemon should audition for that part.
Oh, fuck. God, that's fucking...
I think you've been dead.
I was the best part of the McDonald's crack your mama's ass and made it out of steel and nutches.
What does my lemon sound like? Steve-O. I don't know.
It does. It does. It really does.
Did you watch Jackass 4.5 on Netflix? It's a fucking blast.
I did
man.
Not know.
Oh,
dude, that Jackass 4 was a lot better than I expected it to be.
It was funny, right?
It was funny.
God, I loved it.
Reacting to this video.
I would hate to have, like, my grandma. Like, thankfully she has a car, but...
Like... Oh, good. Good. So she can wander around in a car where she can put many lives at danger instead of just her own on a scooter.
Thank God she's got a propelled guided missile in her fucking...
Genius, this fucking guy. Jesus. Private Joker! Jesus fucking Christ. What a goon. Well, I mean, my grandma's got a car, so, you know. This fucking hump.
Action when you see this video.
Like, that's just, like, not safe, first off.
Vance Beasley.
Thanks, Einstein. Another fucking road scholar in Orlando takes to the mic. Holy fucking dog shit.
Works in downtown Orlando and is reacting to this video.
I would hate to have, like, my grandma. Like, thankfully she has a car, but, like, I wouldn't want her on the side of a highway. And...
Police say they responded
Why?
After...
What did that add?
Thank you.
To this fucking stupid enough already... story.
Nothing was gained.
Jack. Holy fuck.
Nothing was gained.
Don't talk to regular jackoffs.
Much was lost, including brain cells, but...
Activity. I got my hands on this initial incident report that shows OPD received at least 9 calls from people reporting the woman on I-4. But
hey, have you seen this old cunt on Interstate 4?
Only 9?
Yeah.
Interstate 4 is packed with fucking cars around the clock.
Yeah.
Only 9?
Yeah.
Cell phone in every hand, in every car, and 9 people called in.
1 p.m. Sunday. But who is she? And why was she on I-4 in a motorized wheelchair?
Boy, this guy is milking this for his local fucking Emmy all he can, ain't he?
And where was she going without even knowing the way?
And what is with people in wheelchairs?
Who are these
people and where are they going?
Those are the greatest batteries in history.
They just keep on going and going and going.
It's like a rabbit with big floppy ears. Who are these batteries?
Once complete.
They're the same batteries. Actually, these are the original batteries from the radio on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah, really?
They lasted
really?
For 3 years. Yes.
Are these they?
4:44 p.m. and 5:01 p.m. Sunday. But who is she? And why was she on I-4 in a motorized wheelchair? I asked police, who told me the incident report, once complete, may shed more light.
I hope she got where...
And you don't have it, so why did you even fucking mention it?
I asked police, who told me to hit the fucking bricks and go cover a real story.
Yeah, why don't you go cover crime in this godforsaken town?
Yeah, look, didn't an alligator eat an old blue hair or something? Why don't you go cover that?
I love the term blue hair so fucking much. God, I love the term blue hair. Fuck me. Oh, man.
Yeah, thankfully she's okay. Orlando police still finalizing that report, and they're urging people, as always, if they see anything suspicious, to contact them right away. Again, no arrests were made.
Yeah, all nine of you.
Nine? That means 50 or 60,000 people drove past her and thought that was perfectly normal behavior.
Okay, now, here, actually, they'll figure this out. I've been on that stretch of road. It's packed, and everybody's doing minimum 100. So you got to wait. They probably didn't see you. What was that? A fucking dead raccoon on the side of the road?
And where was she going without even knowing the way? Who are these people? Boy, I tell you what, we're getting a lot of mileage out of fastball here.
Oh, today, we are, TV. Yeah. They'll be fucking trending.
Don't you at least wish a little bit we had that kind of stroke we could make
I
that
I wish, yeah. Get fastball to crack the fucking top 200 again.
Hey, fastball, crack the fucking top 200. You remember when we watched the 250th episode, we played that video of the dog that died in the car, and you go, hey, Raggy, crack your fucking window. And I'm just like, hey, fastball, crack the fucking top.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I do remember.
Hey, Raggy. Crack the fucking window.
Crack the fucking window. I'm dying in here. Oh.
Zoinks, sorry about your kidney, Scoob. Episode 250 out right now for your listening pleasure.
Bill making its way through the Arkansas legislature would require age verification for people wanting to watch porn online.
Five News.
This story has been brought to you by your favorite VPN. Allowing you to watch porn in Arkansas.
What will work?
I'm surprised and ex-hamster doesn't have a VPN.
Oh, you can... buddy.
The author of this bill says it is very important.
Now, who is this?
Very important. God what, damn it.
What state legislature?
Arkansas.
Oh, Arkansas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Require pornography websites to verify that the person wanting to view their material is at least 18 years old using a government ID or driver's license number.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Let me just type that in real quick.
I think what they want you to do is download an app and go through that, and then I think it has to be running while you go to the, like, it's a whole fucking thing. Or alternatively, you can get a VPN, pay $5 or $6 a month, and
watch have all to the fucking porn you want.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Way to go, Arkansas. All other problems have... Now, I'm not trying to sit here and say kids should be watching porno, but I said porno because I'm fucking 82, apparently. But still, I'm not trying to say kids should be watching.
Watch porn or watch a porno. Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm saying I'm old. Is what I'm
telling.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah. Shut up. You're a year and a half older than me. Kiss my... What, who are these people not kissing my ass? Kiss my ass.
Arkansas, is that Governor Huckabee?
No, he's long gone from that state.
Now, didn't Sarah Sanders, isn't she the governor of Arkansas now?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant the old man.
No.
He was governor after Clinton.
Ew.
Mike Huckabee.
Jesus Christ. You imagine the cleaning you'd have to give that fucking governor's mansion?
Steam cleaning.
Why is it like a fucking movie theater in here?
Why am I sticking to the carpet?
Christ.
Fucking...
That smell?
Clinton was just blowing loads all over that governor's mansion. Jesus Christ. Yikes.
Oh, God.
He was fucking chicks even back then. He was.
And you thought the windows wouldn't open because they were painted shut. They were painted shut, all right, with cum.
Oh, is that what you meant? Oh, I didn't get it at first.
Jizz.
Oh.
Jizz sealed windows. Right, get it?
We got it. I heard you. Oh, shit. You cracked the fucking window. Fucking play. I'm begging you. What did I get a new laptop in here for? My fucking health? To just stare at it? What is happening here? When nothing's happening, what's happening? God damn it.
Bill making its way through the Arkansas legislature would require age verification for people wanting to watch porn online.
You can still watch squirrels and dogs fuck for free, though.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
At least you got that. And if you can whack your mule to that. Fucking
I'm sure you can watch cousins fuck for free, too.
Whack your mule.
You're going to have to play a little whack-a-mule.
I want to see the hammer for that.
Do you? Like, yeah. Hang on now.
Okay.
You said you wanted to see the hammer.
Man.
On how it will work and why the author of this bill says it is very important.
Because he has a porn addiction that he needs to shake or else his marriage is over.
The Arkansas Senate has passed a bill that would require pornography websites to verify that the person wanting to view their material is at least 18 years old using a government ID or driver's license number. The sponsor of the bill, Senator Tyler Dees of Salem.
Dees nuts! Tyler
Dees!
That's
too good to be true. It just writes itself, doesn't it?
I wish.
Targeting and preying on youth.
Statistics coming back from the National Institute of Health are showing increase in depression and anxiety.
In my house.
Less fulfilling relationships, two times more likely to end in divorce. And so we're seeing the ramification of...
Jeff, you know why divorce is so expensive, don't you?
No, I don't.
It's worth it. That's why.
Yeah, get over here with that.
All right.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Amen to that, brother.
Material truly affecting our youth.
The bill includes protections for the data people enter. The websites can't hold or leak that information and must dump it after verifying their...
Speaking of things getting dumped, the data. It is the time for...
Everything's getting dumped immediately. Come on. I mean, what are we talking about?
I mean, who are these people jerking off? Who are these people? I worked third shift at a couple of jobs, but the second job I worked third shift at, I knew a girl in another office in our corporate chain, okay? And she, on the side, did phone sex stuff, okay? She would take calls. She had a little girl voice she would do. She had a couple different voices she would do.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay? Well, one night I say to her, I go, listen, I want to hear one of these calls. So do me a favor, when your phone rings... three-way me in so I can hear this conversation, okay? She goes, absolutely. A little bit of time goes by. She called me. This guy came immediately.
Jesus Christ.
Jeff, I don't think you heard me. Immediately. Like,
got it.
The first time you had pussy, immediately. I mean, it was once like dice, one stroke done.
$9.95, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it was something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Never did understand that.
I don't quite get that either.
Yeah, I don't get the phone sex. Never did.
Material truly affecting our youth.
The bill includes protections for the data people enter.
Oh.
The websites can't hold or leak that information.
No leaking,
no
just
leaking.
Blowing.
Just dumping immediately.
No leaking, just dumping.
No holding, no leaking, just dumping immediately.
Immediate dumps. Like me when I have a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
after that fucking second cup of coffee in the morning, as an immediate fucking get to a toilet now, because shit is flowing quickly, fast. It's a fast dump.
We got it. We are two very tired and hungry men. And just everything is very silly right now.
Oh, yeah.
Very silly, goddammit.
Verifying their age.
If you have any concerns of a website not being reputable to hold and maintain... Oh,
yes. It's a porn site, pal.
Yes. All of the...
Well, here's a reputable porn site.
All of the reputable porn sites. Oh,
oh, yeah. Here's fuck my fat fucking weather beaten fat fucking cunt.com. Well, that's reputable.
Oh, yes. Here's cum stalactites.com. Huh. This website would not steer me in the wrong direction.
No. Nor would it steal your credit card number, your identity.
No.
None of that.
No.
But use your government issued ID to verify that you're old enough to see this smut.
Please, by all means. Yes. Yes. Girlsbeggingforcum.com is a very reputable website.
Right now, we need Randall. Randall reading down the fucking porno movie list.
Girls who crave cock.
Girls who crave cum. Girls who crave cock and cum. Cum guzzlers 4, 5, and 6. Oh, those reputable porn sites.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, please. Let's not besmirch the good name of the website.
Besmirch.
Let's not besmirch the fine name.
Well, I'm going to be besmirching. I'd be smirching and dumping all night long.
Man. Man.
Man, I'd be smirching.
Man, I'd be cruising. I'd be smirching.
Who are these people that are smirching? What is smirching?
Who are these smirching people?
Who are these smirchers?
Who are these immediate dumping smirchers? I'd be smirching.
How fucking old are you? Smirch. Didn't Run DMC write a song on that? You be smirching.
Yes, it was the Lesser Don't Follow Up.
Oh, yes. You be illin.
Yes.
Do you have any concerns of a website not being reputable? To...
This is very silly.
I have some concerns about cumguzzlers.fucking-ed. Cumguzzlers.edu.
Yes. Fucking waitresssandwich.com.
Why don't porn sites have .com?
Oh, what a great idea.
Why do they not have that? You know why? Because America couldn't handle that. It's a travesty. I can't believe they do something like that. My children. What am I going to do? My children.
These children.
Go fuck these. No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Hang on.
Do not isolate that.
I'm glad I just put on the brakes there. I have to get the underage montage going for him. You're going to be at the end of that fucking clip.
Carefully.
And
you shouldn't visit those websites.
Fuck off.
So that's what I would echo, and that's what I would make sure people understand.
Under this bill, any website that does...
Under this bill, under that bill, under that Steve.
It's funny they're talking about John. Arkansas. Under that bill. Get it? Clinton, get it?
I love pussy.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I gotta see how it looks from the inside. What? Boy, I hated that son of a bitch.
And any what?
Fucking God, did I hate Clinton. Man. And I've hated all of them.
Yeah.
And I hated that son of a bitch. Oh, I fucking hated Clinton. Oh, man, did I hate it.
Age verification can be liable for damages. D says this proposal...
Damages?
Okay.
He's nuts.
I'm going to send you my keyboard so you can get the fucking cum out of it then.
I need this keyboard pressure wash, please.
Said you were liable for damages.
Now, that's the thing. Pressure washing a keyboard is something we should...
What about protecting children?
If you were to go and want to purchase cigarettes in a store, you have to show reasonable age verification. If you want to purchase alcohol, you have to show reasonable age verification. And that's all we're doing. We are aligning what we deem as...
We're just regulating the fuck out of you.
Yep.
That's all we're doing.
By the way, I'm a Republican.
I'm gonna regulate you
out of fucking existence. Yep.
Boy, they kind of like all that regulation
all of a sudden, don't they? All of a sudden, yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, they sure do, Joe.
Yeah. If you have concerns about the porno site that you're visiting, call, I don't know, your grandma? Maybe she can give you a ride to therapy in her fucking scooter down I-4.
Jeff, good one.
I'm tired and I'm hungry.
Me too.
Hurry up.
Me too, daddy-o.
A Palm Bay City Council member is facing serious charges today. Peter Filiberto is charged with DUI.
Oh!
Charged with DUI.
I'm over here now.
Charges today. Peter Filiberto is charged with DUI and possession of cocaine.
Police say.
Hell fucking yeah. Party follows that cat wherever he fucking goes.
Party at Umberto's house,
hell
I guess.
Hell yes.
Fuck yeah.
Time to party.
Council member tried to outrun them. Out
yeah, because he was all coked up.
Yeah.
What do you think he was going to stop and go, hey, guys, what's going on?
All right, you got me.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Pull over, you silly bastard. All right.
Get in the car. We got to go.
Cocaine.
Gee, somebody hopped up on coke, ran from the cops. Imagine that.
It's hard to feature, isn't it?
God damn. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
Weird.
Reaction from city leaders. Scott.
Well, the Palm Bay government late this afternoon issuing a statement about the arrest of council member Peter Filiberto.
Oh.
It details the incident that happened late on Saturday night and what the powers are for the government. Right now, the council member's job, he's only had since November, hangs on a conviction.
Jesus. Attaboy.
Still celebrating.
You can get a grown-up job, but the party never fucking stops.
Right, exactly.
Okay? They say it all started late Saturday when Peter Filiberto was taken into custody just before midnight in Palm Bay Colony. As detailed in the report, officers say they saw Filiberto speeding and tried to pull him over. When the officer turned around and
he was speeding? Are you fucking serious? He was having the best night of his life. Had the windows down. He was coked up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. He's doing a live action reenactment of Cocaine Bear.
Fucking UB Smirchin' blaring on the radio.
I think that has to be an episode title now.
UB Smirchin'.
Yeah. By driving into a neighborhood.
Drove into a neighborhood to avoid the cops.
The report adds that when Filiberto tried to make a U-turn, he lost control and the motorcycle tipped over.
The motorcycle?
He was on a motorcycle. Even better.
Buddy, I'm starting to get to a point where if you're driving a motorcycle, they ought to pull you over for cause every fucking time you're on the road.
Pull you over for cause. I would agree.
I want to test your breath. I want to test your blood. I want to see what's going on.
I want to test your blood.
I'm sorry. I'm really hungry.
Very, very silly episode today. Woo!
Blood. Blood.
I want to test your smirching.
Smirch your name. Blood.
Found 10 grams of cocaine in his shoes and socks.
in his shoes and socks.
Got a gram of coke in my shoe?
10 grams he had.
10 grams?
Yeah.
Teddy grams? I would love some fucking Teddy grams right now. Jesus Christ, I'd kill a box of Teddy grams. I would chop them up and snort them like fucking coke.
I would fucking go over this table and knock you unconscious for some Teddy grams.
Charges. Possession of a controlled substance, reckless driving, driving under the influence, no motorcycle endorsement, DUI test refusal.
This guy.
And being fucking awesome. Best you. Councilman ever. This Am I right?
Is a rolling party. That guy is, follow he's, him, because
yes.
wherever he's going is where the fun
I mean,
is
if you
happening.
Can fucking keep up, then
no,
yeah.
Are you kidding
you
me?
Can party with Filiberto.
Oh!
Oh!
What's next? City officials say only the governor can suspend an elected official charged with a felony or misdemeanor. If they're convicted of those charges, they'll be removed. The city charter says if the official is convicted or pleads guilty, they'll get kicked out of office. No action on just.
You know why they had to have that in the charter, don't you? It's because at some point there was a problem.
There was a problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Does not have a mugshot.
Doesn't say on the preparation H box, do not take orally. Because they thought that might be a problem somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
It was a problem.
Do not insert into anus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are these people sticking in anuses?
I reached out to the official cell phone given to Councilmember Filiberto from...
Trying to find his contact. I reached out.
From the government here, there was no answer. I also reached out to the...
I reached out and called the phone number we were given, and when I, this, the, let me just play the audio recording for you. Yeah? I'm hungry and I'm tired.
I know. I'm with you, buddy.
Again, no answer. Reporting live in Palm Bay, Scott Heidler, West 2 News.
Scott Heidler. By the way, he's a Republican, this guy. So he definitely knows how to party.
Oh, yeah.
All that fucking repressed Republican fucking
God
you know,
damn
rage
right.
and
yep.
angst. And I have
all fucking comes exploding out when you take that first
oh,
fucking bump.
Oh, yeah. Fucking the first key bump. And next thing you know, you're trying to outrun the cops on a motorcycle.
Next thing you know, you're fucking Evel Knievel.
Yeah, yeah.
Night in Palm Bay, where the city council is moving forward with asking the governor to suspend one of their council members. This after Peter Filiberto was arrested on charges of DUI and possession of cocaine over the weekend.
But the
I love cocaine. Cocaine.
Council doesn't have the authority to remove him themselves. West Chus-
Damn right. Just fucking try it. See what happens. Take a snort off his fucking index finger and he's in the game.
Studio tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
With what
we're gonna do it for you.
And during tonight's city council.
Brush my teeth with fucking cocaine. You shitting me? The party never stops when you're a city councilman in whatever the fuck Palm Bay City.
It was a lot of passionate statements made both by residents of Palm Bay and.
Yeah, I'm sure there were a lot of passionate statements.
A lot of, yeah.
I can't wait to hear all of
passionate,
them.
Passionate, eloquent, well thought out, well written, yeah, correct grammar statements.
Oh, motion to send a letter to the governor asking for Filiberto's suspension passed unanimously.
Send a letter to the governor. They sent him a C. A bouncy C.
Ah, give me a C. I'm out, CC.
C is for cocaine.
Exactly. Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine starts with C. Cookie Monster heart might explode.
Party with Len Bias.
And Councilman Filiberto.
Oh! I'm sorry, if you're not 71, you may not know who Len Bias is. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Don't you sit here and besmirch the good name of Len Bias.
Oh, I besmirch him.
Christ.
This episode is very silly.
Okay.
On the agenda relating to immediate drug testing for council members did not.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Jeez, one guy goes out and does coke, now they got to test them all.
Yeah. Well, that measure did not pass.
Yeah, I bet it didn't.
Yeah, I bet it didn't.
Gee,
yeah.
Who was voting on that?
Yeah.
The council people?
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to submit to a drug test before every council meeting. Thank you.
The governor asking for Filiberto's suspension passed unanimously, but another...
It's funnier the more we do it.
...item on the agenda relating to immediate drug testing for council members did not.
Yeah, I bet not.
No shit.
He needs help, and we need to be here to support him.
Well, people...
No!
He doesn't.
God
no.
Damn!
He needs to fucking be curb stomped like that poor black guy in American History X. That's what he needs. Maybe he'll fucking learn a lesson.
Listen, God, coked
that movie,
up.
That movie fucking stinks. I saw it for the first time maybe a year and a half ago for the first time.
Yeah.
Buddy, that movie fucking stinks.
American History X?
It's fucking irredeemably bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early in the movie, there's this, and this is where, and I know I use this phrase a lot, but I love it so much. This is where the spaceship should land. Early in the movie, there's a scene where four white guys, one of them a gigantic fat white guy, beats five black guys at a game of basketball.
Okay, sure.
And that...
Oh, yeah.
And that is where the aliens should come marching out of the fucking saucer like the day the Earth stood still. Because there is no fucking way. And that's the first thing. And the whole fucking movie is that ridiculous. Oh, that movie stinks. It's not as bad as Forrest Gump, though.
Oh, Jesus. Forrest I hate Gump. That fucking movie.
I fucking hate every
guy. I hate that movie.
You can convince... you cannot convince me to suspend disbelief enough that this fucking waterhead retard is at the political and every single political and cultural touchstone covering generations of American history. And this fucking waterhead retard is there for every single fucking one of them.
I think that's the bit.
No, I got it.
Do you?
But it fucking stinks.
Oh, it's stupid.
Every frame of that movie I fucking hated.
Johnny, I want to punch him right. I want to beat Tom Hanks with a fucking ball bat until he is just a twitching pile of flesh every time I hear Johnny. God.
Right, and then Jenny fucks him and then dies of AIDS, this trollop, and nothing fucking happens to fucking Waterhead Forest.
Yep.
He progresses through life.
He gets that. He got that Magic Johnson AIDS.
He is... Fortune favored this retard. And nothing happens to him. Fuck that stupid movie. And I know I'm alone in the world, but Forrest Gump fucking
sticks.
No,
I don't like it.
It does.
He needs help, and we need to be here to support him.
Well,
hey, I'm hosting a show, all right? Oh, not me.
People in Palm Bay expressed some compassion for Councilmember Peter Filiberto. They also pushed for his removal.
Fucking Democrats.
My problem is...
fucking Democrats.
Oh, well, we have to...
Save everybody. We'll save them all. Can't wait till reality wakes some of these fucking idiots up.
This is not about whether you're guilty or not guilty.
No, it almost certainly is, actually.
I do believe.
It's almost certainly
I do believe
about
that possession of cocaine and running from the cops is not looked upon as favorable in our society.
I love cocaine.
So it is. It is most certainly about what is right and what is wrong, you fucking Democrat.
Got a whole theory about testosterone and political affiliation that would put this audience to fucking sleep, but I'm telling you, buddy, I'm married to it. It's a real thing.
are caught with 10.6 grams of cocaine.
Mr. Filiberto obviously has a problem, and he needs to be checked. He needs the healing embrace of those.
Check your head, buddy.
In the community who've been there.
Fucking Patrick Kane comes skating out of the wings and fucking slams him into the fucking boards. Here's a check for you, bitch.
Fucking half a man, beat it.
He needs to be removed from the council as soon as possible.
And members of the council agreed.
What is the price that the...
What is the price?
Hang on, sorry. Let me go back just a...
One and worse, he needs to be removed from the council as soon as possible.
And members of the council agreed.
What is the price that the city of Palm Bay have to pay for his mistakes?
About the price of one decent microphone you're screaming into, you jackass.
Jesus Christ, we're a non-for-profit podcast. We got better mics than you.
You know what, can I tell you? By the way, we wouldn't have to go far to make a profit either, buddy. It's not like... You know, this is not a super expensive show we're doing here.
What is the price?
Mayor Rob Medina ultimately called for the vote to have the city attorney send a letter to the governor's office requesting Filiberto be suspended.
Oh.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any
opposed?
Opposed? Passes unanimously.
Now, the mayor had added this.
The fine fucking citizen railroaded by fucking city government.
Just a guy out trying to have a good time.
God damn it, out for a fucking fun evening.
Being harassed by the man.
Exactly. A couple of bumps, a little motorcycle ride. Fuck.
God damn it. He had a fucking... Well, they should have known when he fucking took the oath of office on that Bible, he had fucking coke nails on both of his hands. Yeah.
I've never seen a Bible with a mirror cover before.
Council members to the agenda.
Hey, it's an old family heirloom.
I tell you, you know, hey, the coke looks good on you, though, you know.
Did you know it is illegal for children to play pinball in South Carolina?
Did you know that?
No.
Wait till you hear it's illegal in Arkansas.
And here's the deal. A new rule is now looking at taking that decades-old law off the books.
So I set out to find out why and if there were any children brazen enough to be playing it.
Slow
already.
Fucking news night, eh? Jeez, oh, fucking God almighty.
This guy's gonna, hey, Jeff, you know, let me tell you something. There's a law in South Carolina. Now, hang on. Let me break this down for you just a little bit. I know you're hungry, but hang on. Bear with me. There's a law in South Carolina that teenagers cannot play pinball. So this guy... By the way, he's hilarious. Is gonna go out and see if there are any teenagers brazen enough to play pinball in South Carolina.
What fucking teenagers are complaining about not being able to play pinball? What is it, 1952?
What is this?
Ah, we're going down to the malt shop to play some pinball. Yeah. Ah, you fucking can't. We made a law against that. Get back in the fucking house, Beaver.
Is this the set of licorice pizza? What's happening here? Boy, that's a great movie. God damn it.
Sam, you might also say he runs an illegal operation.
Do you ever have children, people 17 and under, come into the pinball museum and play?
We absolutely do.
All the time.
Kids of all ages, actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is this testimony from your fucking trial?
Technically, I'm not supposed to stand near them, but they do
just
come in.
Stay 10 feet away at all times.
Did you say it my trial?
Ladies and gentlemen, excerpts from the Brian S. Wise trial.
We got his second phone. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Second phone.
Oh, boy. You got a hold of the porn phone. Look out. I like to call it the jerk phone.
The jerk phone.
Where the hell's my jerk phone? Oh, I'm begging for this fucking...
Harry Pincus runs the Myrtle Beach Pinball Museum. You might also say he runs an illegal operation.
Do you ever have children, people 17 and under, come into the pinball museum and play?
I'm going to take that audio.
Brian White, I'm taking a fifth.
I'm going to take that audio, and I'm going to cut it so it goes, do you ever have children at 17 and under come? I'm just going to edit it out right there. Does that would say that? Yeah, all the time. Sometimes younger kids, too.
Kids of all ages, actually.
Sure enough, moments after opening, the bright lights, big numbers, and binging and ringing sounds, it all...
I fucking hate this guy.
...ready lured at least one youth into the facility.
Youth.
Lured.
How old are you, Clark?
I'm 13.
Okay. Clark,
get
you
the fuck out, Clark!
Clark!
Fucking pinball excise. You're busted. Get the fuck out, Clark.
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year. That it is, Edward. That it is.
You know what, Clark? Now we're gonna have to call your fucking parents.
He's 17 and under to
fucking
play pinball.
Criminal.
What are you, Clark?
Clark?
I'm
Clark, huh? You want to spend some fucking time in juvie, huh? Take your fucking hands off the pinball machine and get the fuck out, Clark.
Clark, you know, who in this day and age is naming a kid Clark?
I don't know, Mr. and Mrs. Griswold.
How old are you, Clark?
I'm 13.
Okay, Clark. Did you know in South Carolina it's illegal for anybody 17 and under to play pinball?
It is.
Get
it
the
is.
Fuck out.
Really? Huh.
Huh.
How about
is that fucking stupid?
How about you take that piece of information and beat it, news dork?
Beat it, news dork.
Kick rocks, you fucking receding.
Would
have
been
menace.
Great. Clark, did you know that in South Carolina it's illegal for anybody 17 and under to play pinball? And just not say a fucking word and just go back to playing his fucking pinball game because I've had it with you oldsters and your fucking nonsense.
Exactly. Beat it.
God.
You news doofus. Kiss my ass.
Didn't some whites beat up some blacks or something? You can go report on that. Yeah, it
really,
is South Carolina.
Really, isn't there a fucking hate crime nearby you can cover? You news doofus.
Surprised. The type of kid who plays pinball isn't concerned with playing by the rules.
You're gonna keep playing by the rules.
This guy's gimmick.
Pinball Clark?
I fucking hate him.
Probably.
As for Pincus, he has no shame in soliciting rogue juveniles like Clark.
So how do you sleep at night?
My eyes closed, stupid.
On a throne of boys.
On a throne of underaged boys that I lure into my pinball parlor.
And a guy gets.
Stop it.
I can't lose any more blood to my brain. I'll pass out.
Jesus Christ, I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I got no blood flow to my cranium.
I don't know whether to eat, nap, or come.
Or both. In one order.
At the same time somehow.
Being honestly.
He says the state's ban on adolescent pinball dates back to the 60s when things were allegedly different than now.
So also back in the day.
No, not allegedly. No. They were different.
Used as gambling, so people would rack up credits and that sort of thing. So those days are gone.
Our team was admittedly unable to spot any unsanctioned gambling. Pinka says that's why he supports a bill introduced last month which would allow minors to play statewide, amending the old...
Well, not just minors. What about people who have other jobs?
Fuck you. Hairdressers, teachers.
That seems unfair.
Hookers.
Just to have minors. Hang on, I'm being handed a note. Hang on. Sorry. Oh!
Oh!
This show is very silly.
Not the charcoal lung guys.
No.
If they aren't going to be used, if they're obsolete or they're out of date, sure, we are
cleaning
those
kids?
Out. As a matter of fact, you can't park.
I mean, I know with you, they're out of date when they get to about 13, so.
Who am I, Jeffrey Epstein? Relax. You about wore that cherry coat. Better put that down and push that over.
Fucking gut shot right here. Now, I hope you fucking get gut shot right here in the thoroughfare. Now, I hope you die.
One of your workers was gut shut in my bar, Mr. Hurst. Yes, I know.
Street either, so.
Okay. Have you had any issues with that?
Not recently.
Clark's got his own vagabond reasons for wanting the law to pass.
Why do you like playing pinball?
Because it's awesome, and I love Star Wars, Marvel, and...
Yeah, fucking doofus. Go discover a vagina, would you, for fuck's sake?
Why don't you slide on over to Arkansas and view some porn?
Hey, you are the perfect journalist to do
Thank
that
you.
Story.
Why do you like playing pinball?
Because it's awesome, and I love Star Wars, Marvel, and stuff.
Let me just first say, you are the perfect journalist to do
Thank
that
you.
Story.
We'll have great, our calling in life.
I wish a meteor had fallen on that fucking studio. Oh,
and just
man.
Ended the madness right there. Jesus fucking... Christ.
I'd like for it to go to a Please Stand By logo, like the end of Joker. After De Niro gets like, his braids blown out.
Like the Simpsons one, where it's the drunk guy with the bottle and the bubbles over his head. Technical difficulties.
These days, they'll just...
They're rebels.
They're fearless.
They're rebels.
Do it. Would you ever do anything like that back in your day?
Playing illegal pinball?
Yes.
You know what? We're on live TV. I'm not going to confirm it or deny it.
I used to suck dick for coke. What are you talking about?
I seen it! God, I wish a fucking live wire would have broken free from somewhere and fucking
sink. We know, you haven't had a good sinkhole just open up and swallow a bunch of people into nothing.
Well, I wish there was one in South Carolina when this fucking, they were talking, you are the perfect journalist. Fuck you.
Eat fucking bag, local news, man.
Eat a bag of dicks, you fucking.
Eat a bag of dicks. Easy on great, calling a journalist cunt.
Get fucked.
Great timing, but, great comedic
kids
banter.
These days,
great timing and great
comedic banter.
Well,
who are these South Carolina news people?
Who are all these comedians? They've got great timing, great comedic banter.
Ugh. God, it's slimy.
Kill yourself.
I feel like I need a shower.
Kill yourself.
Would you ever do anything like that back in your day?
Playing illegal pinball?
Yes.
You know what? We're on live TV. I'm not going
to... No, I used to hop on cocktail like I was going out of style. Are you kidding me? I had so much cum shot on my back, I had permanent streaks in my skin. I had to have it lasered out.
So much cum back there, it looked like an alligator.
Really?
Well, alligator back, they used to call me.
And somebody had to take a putty knife to get them all off. Yeah, we got it. Brian and Jeff, we got it. There's a lot of cum on her back.
Yes.
Oh, is that what it was? Got it. Okay, good. Captain Subtle, Brian and Jeff.
I do admire them for their brazen. The bravery, I think, as you put it, their brazenness.
Brazen.
Yes.
It was. Clark is one of a kind.
God, a lone gunman to break into that studio. And fucking just spray the walls with their brains like Robin Williams at the end of The World According to Gurr. Holy fucking shit. Justice is only served if brain matter is fucking slinking down those walls.
As the end credits are rolling past. Some guy out there with a squeegee trying to get it off the camera lens.
Got a fiber cloth trying to get the big pieces. I gotta get the brain like Jackie fucking going across the car, getting brain into Jack's fucking brain pan off his fucking trunk. Brazen pinball play. Anyway, listen, we're glad that you joined us this week for this very, very silly episode.
Oh, it really was.
Very silly. Very silly, goddammit.
My fucking face hurts.
Well, it's killing me. Oh, fuck your mother. Oh, sucker.
Ow!
Oh, yeah, good. Serves you right, you piece of garbage.
Motherfucker, goddammit.
I forgot how to shoot it. Fuck!
Oh, I just got myself with a blowback. I mean, wrong story. I'm out.
Wrong story.
Motherfucker. Oh, fuck it, I'm going. What happens if you put these in? Oh, they don't fit backwards. Mom!
Fuck this stupid show. Oh, you motherless whore. Oh, fuck.
I'm hungry and I'm done. Good night. Oh, yeah, show's over? Huh? There, we're done. That may have to be the new
Jeff, that's the new one. Yeah, Jeff, that's it. That is the
That's what happens when you skip a therapy session last week.
Shit.
Oh, I got it. The show's over.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, man.
Shut it down, Doug.
God, we're out.
Oh, yeah, the show's over? Huh?